Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical slash agrochemical segment before we move on to other segments and bring you the updates from stock markets as well. So over to Abhishek now.
Thanks, Puratan. Good morning, friends. So we start a new financial year with a very clean slate. So updates from chemical sector. Gujarat Alkalis and Chemicals Limited has earlier announced about update on Gujarat Alkalis and Chemical along with NALCO, a joint venture, which is GACL, NALCO, Alkalis and Chemicals Private Limited. So this was formed for setting up of 800 TPD caustic soda plant along with 130 megawatt captive power plant at Dahej. So the subsidiary is a material subsidiary of the company. GNAL has successfully completed the startup of 200 TPD caustic evaporation unit along with boiler and required utilities in the cogeneration captive power plant and has also produced 100 metric tons of caustic soda lye, which is rayon grade 47%. The product has been filled in tank and dispatched. So, latest update on the operational and commissioning of this new joint venture. Bhagiratha Chemicals and Industries, Bhagiratha Chemicals and Industries, which has announced that they were considering right issue to raise about 100 crores, has informed that the board meeting is scheduled on Tuesday, which is 5th April, in which the board shall discuss and decide the terms and condition of and other related matters in connection with this right issue. Discussion would be around issue price, issue size, related payment terms, right entitlement ratio, record date and schedule of the issue. So we'll keep a watch here. So this is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. Markets. So not a very good day for U.S. markets. Dow Jones ended 550 points down, S&P 72 points down, NASDAQ 221 points down. This is probably an account of 31st March adjustment, which is a quarter for them. For us, it's the beginning of a new fiscal year. However, they remain in the same calendar year, but at least the quarter definitely changes for the U.S. Markets. U.S. 30 futures is trading 150 points up, and U.S. 500 is trading 21 points up as we speak. Most of the European economies were in red. So larger economies like France and Germany, including U.K. were trading in the negative territory. Yesterday, the GDP data for quarter on quarter and YOY was released in UK for UK zone, and that is better than the forecasted. However, the indices and the stocks seem to have captured that information already, so that information is already priced in. And after having a good run for the past 2 weeks or so, it was slightly trading in the negative territory. So for Nifty 50, yesterday it closed in the negative territory, but the negative closure was barely by less than 10 points, roughly about 4 or 7 points. So it closed in 17,464. So from the opening to closing, it was a gap of less than 10 points. So not a significant closure in that sense. However, the candle is in the red. There was a gap up between 17,320 levels and 17,460 levels, 450 odd levels. So this gap could possibly get filled up. SGX Nifty is trading in the red, 17,463. So same levels as Nifty's closure, so nothing significant here as of now. And about a red candle. Indeed. Yeah, so 17,470 is something where SGX Nifty is trading presently. As far as UK oil is concerned, it has been on a downward trend, and it is settling below 107 levels. So it is expected that there would continue. So 107.40 something where this is trading presently, a big red candle. So possibility of further pressure on this one as US releases its reserves. Now we will move on to the derivative data, and so data from call and put side. So maximum call open interest we are seeing at 17,500 followed by 18,000 levels. Call writing we are seeing at 17,500 followed by 17,600 levels. Put option we are seeing at 17,400 followed by 17,000 levels, and put writing we are seeing at 17,400 followed by 17,600 levels. Maximum pain stands at 17,400. Most of the analysts are recommending a hold or a buy strategy on Nifty, and some of them are saying that it will also breach 18,000 levels. So we need to see how this could possibly pan out for the month of April. It's just the start. There's on the non-derivative side, on the non-speculative side, there are stocks with high derivative. So TCS, HCL Tech, ICICI, GI, Power Grid, Torrent Pharma, Infosys, Crompton, ICICI, and ITC are some of the counters which are seeing high delivery percentage. On the rollover side, we have seen Nifty Financial, MRF, Tata Communications, Siemens, Alembic Pharmaceuticals, and Whirlpool of India. Tata Communications and Siemens, the chart looks very interesting, so one needs to investigate that. Alembic Pharmaceutical has corrected in the recent past, and Whirlpool, and so has Whirlpool India. Whirlpool India, given the brand and presence and the business potential, it is something that one needs to evaluate, and the fact that it has corrected from the 52-week highs. There are stocks which are seeing long build-up. One is Bandhan Bank and Can Fin Home. Can Fin Bank has been in the Can Fin Home has been in the news because of its chart patterns and the movement that it is showing. Bandhan Bank seems strong, however there is a resistance around 310-312 level, and obviously 320 level, so it has to sustain above 310 for a further movement from here. On the long unwinding side, we have Metropolis, Sun Pharma, Persistent, Hindalco, IndiaMART, Bhel, Alkem, and Coforge that are seeing long unwinding. On the short build-up side, Lal PathLab, REC Limited, Auro Pharma, and Naukri.com are this counter that are seeing short build-up. Short covering on Indus Tower. Indus Tower certainly looks good. One needs to go and investigate. It seems that the potential action is expected here. GNFC, About India is also looking good on the charts. Trent, M&M, Aarti Industries, Naveen Fluorine, HDFC Bank, Bajaj Auto, and MFSL. Bajaj Auto, after giving a run for 2-3 days, has corrected yesterday. And we need to see whether the rally could sustain in the auto sector. The numbers for Feb 22 versus Feb 21 is not good, at least for the two-wheelers, the data that we have been able to access so far. Two-wheeler numbers for the major players is not good, Feb 22 versus Feb 21, so this needs to be accounted for. But it seems that all this negative news could possibly have been absorbed in. However, only today's performance will tell where how the market absorbs these non-performance or the decline in the sales, as we call it. On the bulk deal front, Max Healthcare Institute, so Norges Bank, on behalf of the Government Pension Fund Global, has acquired almost about 49.43 lakh shares. And SBI Mutual Fund has bought 63.46 lakh equity shares. WF Asian has also picked up, and that it has picked up 1 crore 33 lakh equity shares. Government of Singapore has purchased about 1 crore 7 lakh 78,000 shares, and smaller cap world fund has bought 1.64 equity shares in the company via open market transactions. Max Healthcare Institute has seen correction in the recent past. So this is something that needs to be evaluated. Given the fact that so many funds and FIIs and FPIs have invested, the stock is touched a high of 451 and presently trading around 350. There's a very high volume candle, unexceptionally high volume candle has formed because of these trades. So this is something that needs to be investigated on your own. Now we'll move on to the news section. So Vedanta has entered into a long-term power agreement for green and renewable energy for Hindustan Zinc, Bharat Aluminium and Vedanta Jharsuguda Aluminium operations, and this is via captive power projects, and these will be dedicated, these will be created through dedicated SPVs. Nuvoco Vistas company has made a timely payment and rather a redemption of the NCDs, which is amounts to about 400 crores. Sterlite Technologies has made has signed definitive agreements to sell about 65% stake in Maharashtra Transmission Communication Infrastructure. Ruchi Soya has approved issue price of 650 per equity share for its FPO. The stock is presently trading around 850 odd levels. The stock corrected to about is presently trading around 950 odd levels. So the stock corrected to 800 odd levels, 790 odd levels, and moved, made a sudden jump to 950 odd levels. So quite volatile movement here, and one needs to take account of this. NCC, along with other shareholders of the NCC BUL, have entered into share purchase agreement with the GRPL Housing Private Limited, and they will be selling the entire share holding in NCC BUL to GRPL. HG Infra Engineering has received a provisional certificate for project completion in Haryana, and HDFC AMC has been picked up by LIC. GAIL has approved a buyback of 57 million shares of 190 rupees per share. The GAIL is presently trading around 157 odd rupees. So there seems to be certain action happening here. Vodafone has approved allotment of 3.38 billion equity shares at rupees 13.30 per script to three promoters, and these are promoter group entities Euro Pacific, Prime Metals and Oriana. This is for about 4,500 rupees. 13.30 is above the market price, so we need to see how this could possibly pan out. The current market price is about 9.65 rupees. Paytm has said that it will be able to use its buy now pay later service to buy train tickets from IRCTC. This certainly bodes well for Paytm, which has seen a decline in the stock prices. Bharti Airtel and Tech Mahindra have announced a strategic partnership to jointly develop and make enterprise grade digital solutions across 5G and private networks and cloud. Hero MotoCorp, so the income tax department has alleged illegal business expense of over 800 crores. 60 crore unaccounted cash used to purchase land in Delhi and roll off small shell companies after it raided Hero MotoCorp and two other groups. These news are obviously media news. One needs to investigate because Hero MotoCorp is obviously a very large entity and a reputed one. These allegations are possibly coming from income tax department but quoted by the media, so one needs to investigate. One needs to go and read what is the correct statement from income tax department. And finally, on ONGC and Reliance Industries, the government on Thursday has more than doubled the price of natural gas, which is about 6.5 MMBTU per unit. And this will make the electricity, fertilizers, etc. costly. However, it bodes well for ONGC, Reliance, also GAIL. For city distribution companies, if it will benefit if the cost is passed on to the consumer. If it is not passed on, then obviously it does not bode well for them. City gas distribution companies. This is all from our side. We'll see you on Monday, which is fourth. Have a nice weekend and a nice trading day. Till then, take care and bye-bye.